have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Say you're not a people person. Well, y'all got issues, but you gotta keep on working. Keep going, sweetie, don't defeat your purpose. Your heart lost, and you don't feel the need to search it. It's real out here. You don't think it's some real men out here. Going in the towel is a weird idea. Although it ain't been your year. You worth more than a Prada bag. You want a boyfriend or find a match? I'm gonna show you where to find a man. The right type, clean your life like a laundry man. Them little boys, you have time for that. Cause it's kinda whack, gotta move on. It's time to pack. Bull crap, you heard a lot of that. Baby daddy made it bad for the rest of the fellas. See where you development gets you. Then you're ahead of the women with a bit of heart. What's now in the light? What was in the dark? Running from the life, you ain't in the all. And then you went right, it began to fall. And you finally realize that you're moving too fast. Three kids, five daddies, now you doing the math. It's all about integrity, pursuing the bag. You deserve a victory now, for real.
I don't wanna play no type of game. I got ambitious, baby. I know that you've been through a lot of things. But I wanna change your mind. Sometimes I wonder if you know how beautiful you are. Cause I've been looking at you all night long. I've been looking at you, baby. I wanna put you back on track. I wanna show you that I'm the real man for you, baby. I wanna give you all my racks. You got it, baby, you got it. You're an angel from above. Don't let him bring you down, oh. You got it. I don't care about your past. Come follow my lead, baby. If you wanna live in peace.
Wanna take a trip back to motherland. Sure that you know that I got a big plan. Don't you worry about your ex, I'm your man.
I wanna show you my blueprint, show you what to do.
When we started out, everybody had their doubts. You and me against the world, but through it all, you're still my girl. You said if I fell down, that you would help me hold my ground. And that's why you're my queen.
You're my angel, my sky, my sea, the one who understands me. trouble calls in the house. Through the times, the good and the hard, they never thought we'd make it this far. Plus you never lied to me and never came at me too aggressively. You let me know that you're not my enemy. Help me become the man that I need to be. In me you can put your trust. No other man's gonna lay it down like this and let you know that I believe in us. You changed me from the man that I once was.
Was it right there? I was feeling that. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Welcome, guys. Oh, wow. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I tell you, it has been quite the week. Wow. But here we are again. Here we are again. We made it by the grace of God. And you know what? I say it a lot. Matter of fact, I say it all the time. I do say it quite often, but I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it. Time before the last time that I said it was probably going to be the last time. I missed you guys. And I'm so glad you just decided to take out a small amount of your time to share it with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I'll tell you what, I do have to read you the disclaimer. It simply states, hey, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you. Why? Because you guys are messed up and I want to help you. I'm a helper. I give. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm perfectly sane. It's just in my heart. And I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to shout out the lovely Kimberly Robinson and Elation Magazine for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can use to help so many people, because you guys are so messed up. Here we go. Whose baby is that? You know what? This segment, Whose Baby Is That, was inspired simply from the simple fact that I would see children, small babies, sometimes older babies, and they were in the environment with their parents or their loved ones, whether their grandparents or whatever, guardians. And you know what? The babies were just messed up. They was wearing stuff that was messed up. They was acting and behaving in a messed up way. Or you know what? They just look messed up. And I just want to know, who baby is like that? Come on now. You know what? That could be your baby. Your baby. Yeah, I believe the children of the future. Could be a family member, baby. Could be a friend, a coworker. Could be a stranger in the streets, baby. Someone you see at the local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people when they baby is just, well, just a mess. It ain't the baby's fault. The baby is, well, they're mimicking your behavior. You messed up. That's why your baby's messed up. Whose baby is that? If you don't recognize any of these babies and anybody that you know, that's because all of these babies are tied into your baby. And your baby's just foul. And you foul for having a foul baby. Whose baby is that? Here we go. Number one. Whose baby is that? 3 years old with a gold tooth in their mouth. First of all, they still got their baby teeth, okay? Why you going to put a gold tooth in their mouth? Understand this. When their baby tooth grow, it's going to push the gold teeth out. And you just lost money. That's just stupid. Whose baby is that? Are you trying to raise a pimp? Well, number two, whose baby is that? 4 years old. Wearing a nicotine patch on their arm so they can try and quit smoking. Whose baby is that? 3 months old. Eating White Castle and cheeseburgers all by themselves. Wait a minute. Already can eat a whole White Castle cheeseburger by themselves at 3 months old. If you don't put that baby in Weight Watchers, whose baby is that? Number four. 4 months old with grown people chest hair. You know what? That right there is a problem. I think that's a medical condition. Yeah. If you don't nair that chest hair off that baby, whose baby is that? Number five. 2 years old, wearing size medium in men's underwear. Wow. Whose baby is that? Number six. 3 years old, and the only words that they can spell, curse words. Number seven, whose baby is that? 8 months old and been wearing the same diaper so long, they thighs smell like ammonia. That choked me up. Number eight, whose baby is that? 6 months old and being that child swing for 8 hours a day. You know what? That child swing is not a babysitter. It's not a child monitor, okay? It's not a playpen. You got the, you know what? Keep on swinging that baby if you want to. Get that baby out that child swing and be a parent. Number nine, whose baby is that? 11 months old and kicked out of daycare for fighting. Well, that's a rough baby right there. That's 11 months old and already kicked out of daycare for fighting. Who is he fighting, you know? Why are you so mad? Finally, number 10. Whose baby is that? 3 months old and got a Waddell. You know what? That's a funky baby right there. That's that. You know what? Ain't no sense in your baby being musty at an early age like that. Okay? Please. Please. Bathe your baby. Now, this segment right here is new, premiering exclusively on Sunday with Nuts with Dre tonight. I bring it to you, and it's called Black People Don't Play. You know what? There's certain things Black people don't play about. I mean, you know, Black people, y'all know we are fun-loving people. And we try and get along for the most part with any and everybody, as long as you know it ain't about no bull crap. It ain't about no mess. It ain't about no drama. Okay? There's certain things that Black people just don't play about. They don't find no humor in it, okay? We just don't. Ain't nothing funny with it. So this segment is what it is. Black people don't play. And I tell you what, it could be you that don't play. It could be a family member. It could be a co-worker. It could be a friend, a stranger in the street, someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you see as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. But understand and know this, there's certain things that Black people, we just don't play about. Here we go. Number one, black people don't play when it comes to this. They check at work. Let me tell you what. One thing black people gonna do, they gonna let you know if they feel they check the show. And if they work 16 minutes of overtime, that check better have 16 minutes worth of overtime on it. People don't play about their check. We don't. We just don't. We work, we want our money. Sometimes we don't work and still want our money. Black people don't play when it comes to this. They check from the government. Let me tell you something. If my check's supposed to come on the 1st or the 15th, you best believe. On the 2nd, if it ain't here, or on the 16th, if it ain't here, trust me, the mailman better have my answers. He better have my answers because I'm going to have questions for him. And you know what? Since I can't get to the government, I'm going to fight the mailman. Black people don't play about their check. They government check or they work check. They ain't funny about their money. Number four, black people don't play. Now, this right here is old school right here. This is traditional right here. Black people don't place black mothers to wasting food. I'm going to tell you something. True story. I remember as a child, I was a real picky eater. I sure was. Sure was. There were certain things I just didn't, if I didn't like it or if it didn't smell right to me, not only did I not like it, I didn't even want to try and like it. I didn't want to try and taste it. And mom had a rule for me and my two brothers. Hey, you don't leave that table until you clean your plate. You don't eat the food off your plate, you don't leave that table. You sit at that table forever. But you're going to clean that plate before you leave the table. I remember one time, mama made some liver, onions, and green beans. And I was dead set on not eating the liver, onions, and green beans. A younger brother, Brad, ate his. Older brother, Dwayne, ate his. Mama ate her. Dad ate his. I said, I ain't doing it. Mama said, you ain't leaving this table until you eat this liver and onion and green beans. Black people don't play when it comes to wasting food. Black mamas don't play. I'm going to tell y'all. I sat there for 8 days. I sat there in that chair at the table for so long, I passed out. I woke up in the hospital. They finally stabilized me after about 4 hours of working on me. When they finally stabilized me, they asked me if I wanted something to eat from the cafeteria. And before I could say yeah, my mama said, no, don't worry about it. He got food. She reached in her purse, pulled out a plastic container. You know what was in it? Liver, onions, and green beans. I'm going to tell you, black people, especially black mamas, don't play when it comes to wasting food. Black people don't play to this right here. They don't play about their work breaks. Let me tell you something. Black people don't play about their work breaks. When they don't break, they don't break. You know what? A black person be on break, and in the building they work in can catch on fire. Let me tell you something. If they on break, they ain't going back to get nothing. They ain't going back to help nobody. Okay? Literally. Don't let them be smoking a cigarette. You know what? A black person on a cigarette break is the most useless person in the world. Because you know what? They ain't going to leave that cigarette break. They ain't going to leave that cigarette break for nothing. You know, it could be somebody in there terrorizing all the coworkers. You know what they're going to do? They ain't going to call 911. So they ain't going to quit smoking and puffing on that cigarette. Black people, we don't play about our break. And I tell you what, if we got a 15-minute break, I bet you, we're going to get every 15-minute ounce of break out of it. You ain't going to get us back at our desk at no 14:59. No. You might get us back at our desk at 15:15, but you ain't going to get us back to our desk before we done had our 4:15. And we don't start our break until we reach our breaking destination, even if it takes us 10 minutes to get there. Anyway, black people don't play about certain things. Black women don't play about their hairdo. If a black woman got a hairdo, let me tell you something. She ain't finna play with it. And you ain't finna pull it into play any man. You not. A black woman with a brand new hairdo, I don't care how tired she is, she ain't finna mess her hair up. Even if she has to sleep standing up. Black women don't play with their hair. black people don't play when it comes to this. Dreams and they sleep. You know what I'm saying? Black people tell you, if a black woman had a dream about a fish, she swear up and down somebody pregnant. A black woman have a dream about fish, you know what she going to do? She going to start baby shopping. She don't even care. She don't even know if it's a boy or a girl, but she going to start baby shopping. Black people don't play about their dreams and they sleep. They just don't do it, y'all. Those are just some of the examples of what black people don't play about. They really don't. They really don't. Let me tell you this. This next segment is Make That Make Sense. I love this segment. Why? Because, well, honestly, some people out here doing stupid things that just don't make no sense to me. And, you know, I just want it to make sense to me so I can relate to them and not think that they're complete idiots, that they're just stuck on stupid. Maybe it's not them. Maybe I just don't understand. It makes sense to them, but it don't make sense to me. So make that make sense. Now, it could be you that ain't making no doggone sense. Could be a family member. Could be a friend, a coworker, a stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people, hey, that's stupid to me. But wait a minute. I'm not saying you're stupid, but that's stupid. What you're doing is stupid. What you're wearing is stupid. How you looking is stupid. How you acting is stupid. But wait a minute. Maybe you're not stupid. It makes sense to you. Explain it to me and make it make sense to me so I won't continue to think you are a stumbling, stupid idiot. Again, if you don't recognize any of anybody you know, that's because all of them are you and you're just stupid. You ain't got no sense. Make that make sense. Number one, make that make sense. Women, why are you wearing a wig with a wave cap on it? Let me tell you something. I don't understand it. A wig and a wave cap? Wait a minute. Why is he wearing a wig and a hat anyway, or any kind of covering? Don't you know a wig is a covering in itself? If you're wearing a wig, women, you're wearing a hat. Number two, make that make sense. Fake teeth with real cavities. How nasty has your mouth got to be that your fake teeth is rotten out? Makes that make sense, number three. You're in a wheelchair with dirty shoes. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. How's your shoes getting dirty? It's not like you're getting up and walking. Why are your shoes worn out in a wheelchair? I don't understand that. Makes that make sense to me. Number four, makes that make sense. You got a CNI dog with bad eyesight. Let me tell you something. If your dog is blind, literally, you finna have a bad accident and get hurt because that's literally the blind leading the blind. Make that make sense. Number five, a carton of cigarettes and a portable oxygen tank. See, I don't understand that. You smoking? Number six, make that make sense. You in jail, okay? You in jail. You're doing time. You're serving time in jail. Yes, you online applying for the corrections officer position at the jail. Come on now. I bet you don't get it. I bet they don't interview you. Please. Especially when they see what your address is. Makes that make sense. Number seven. Why you got a ponytail on your head with the brain of a jackass? I don't know. I don't know. The two don't go together. They similar because they related in a family sense, a horse and a donkey. But I'm telling you, if you got a ponytail on your head with the brain of a jackass, that's just stupid. It make that make sense. Number eight, you wearing a bathing suit, but you smell like you ain't never washed up. That right there is a self-check to folks. Okay, if we can smell it, there's no way you can't smell it. I'm sorry, you can't convince me. If we can smell your funk, there is no way you can't convince me that you don't smell it. I'm sorry, I don't care how long you've been living in it. They say, well, they don't smell it because they're used to it. You know what? No, I'm not buying that. If it makes me sick, it ought to make you sick too. Make that make sense? Number nine. Women, you got a wig with a bald spot in it. How long you didn't have that wig? How long you... Let me ask you a question. Is the bald spot from you actually trying to trim the wig? Finally, number 10, make that make sense. Again, I'm helping y'all. Number 10, make that make sense. You selling Mary Kay and your first name is Avon. I'm going to repeat that. You selling Mary Kay and your first name is Avon. Make that make sense to me. Again, I just want to help people because that's what I do. I love helping people. Finally, we come to the church announcements, and I love doing the church announcements because I tell you what, I really like making sure that everybody within the body is kept abreast of what's going on. And I invite you to please join us as we get our praise on in the sanctuary for our in-person services, or as we stream live, for we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas, Baptist Church. We small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do church announcements is because, again, I want everybody to be on the same page, okay? I don't want there to be no confusion. Everybody should be on one accord. No saint left behind. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person services or don't have access to the Internet to watch us as we stream. For the sick to dig and to shut it up in. Also like to do the announcement for individuals that may have actually been in the in-person services or watching us as we stream but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they was actually preoccupied with other things that they shouldn't have been preoccupied with. First and foremost, let me tell you something. Look here. What I do in my private time with my private money is my own doggone business, okay? I don't have no gambling addiction, okay? I don't. I'm not addicted to gambling, okay? I gamble for fun. Now, when I lose everything I have in my pocket, then I quit. But I'm not addicted because if I was addicted, I was going to get more money and then gamble it. And for your information, that is the church money that I'll be spent. No, it's not. No, it's not. That money does not come from the tithes and the offering, okay? That comes from a private fund that's set aside that I take a portion of the tithes and offering and gamble with. So I take 10% of the tithes and offering, and that's mine, and I gamble that. But if I win, I give back 3% to the church. So, see, I take, but then I give back. Anyway, and that's number one. Mother Perlene, we realize you are happy to be back in service after missing several weeks with sickness and illnesses all up in through your body. And we know that the weather has broke and it's warming up. And you got sundresses that are actually starting to be worn. But understand here, don't come in here in this church, Mother Perlene, and sit up front in your with your sundress on and get no underwear on and your legs open. Don't nobody want to see your sunshine. Matter of fact, it wasn't no sunshine. It sure wasn't. And it wasn't no full moon, okay? But don't nobody want to see that. Please, please, dress accordingly. I almost threw up in my mouth. That's number two. This year we will no longer be doing the car wash for a fundraiser. Normally, every year around this time, we do a car wash, and the motherboards is always over the car wash. But last year, I didn't like what I seen. I mean, with all the water and the soap and the suds and stuff, and then the mothers out there and the wet T-shirts and I just it grossed me out. I mean, I'm still going to therapy after seeing it. So there won't be no car washing with the mother boy for the fundraiser this year, okay? Nelson number three. Let me tell you something. Deacon Lonnie and I are not speaking. Okay, so people have been wondering why, it just seemed like we ain't speaking. No, it don't seem like nothing. We not speaking. And it ain't that, you know, he did nothing wrong or I did nothing wrong. It's just that, he owed me $16.42, and he ain't said nothing about my money. If you ain't saying something about my money, don't say nothing to me. And I know you listen, Deacon Lonnie. $16.42. If you say that, then you can say hi. But until you can say that, don't say nothing to me, and I ain't got nothing to say to you. Because what I want to do is lay these holy hands on you, but not pray for you. You better get my money. Cash rules everything around me. Cream gets the money. Dollar bill. Yes, Lord. Finally, we come to the part of the church announcement that I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for it is the building fund total. As you know, the building fund, it always gives us so much to think about. It offers so many different things: humor, horror, adventure, drama, most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, I'm going to read it just like he wrote it. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, it has raised absolutely, positively, nothing. Quit reading the building fund. You know what it's going to be, and it's going to always be that. You know what? I think I'm going to quit reading. This is probably going to be the last time I do the building fund. You right. Saints, y'all right. I'm the one that's stupid. The building fund ain't never going to change. It's always going to be nothing. It's always going to be nothing. So you know what I'm going to start doing? Instead of the building fund, what we're going to have, what we're going to have is a rebuilding fund. Yes, we're going to have a rebuilding fund, but not for the church, for folks' houses, because I'm going to start throwing bricks through people's windows, okay? I'm going to start busting the window out of people's cars. That's what I'm going to start. So we're going to be doing some rebuild. I'm going to start setting folks' houses and trailers on fire. So we're going to have a rebuilding fund. How about that? I bet somebody wants some money in its end. Well, you all, thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. As I like to always do, I'm going to crash out. So I ask that please, all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. Then it really don't matter. I mean, seriously? Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. Thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way. I don't know. Which way is that? The other way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty, mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Really? What room would you just call for being stupid? Well, most of all, thank you for being God and God alone. For loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us almost close to your bosom. Keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, and we will forever be mindful to give you the honor, praise, and the glory. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen. Now you guys have a blessed night. Have a blessed week. Be blessed and not stressed. And I'm telling you right now, I miss you already. I will see you next week, next Sunday, with more Nuts, with more Dre. Why? Because I'm a little hungry, so I'm going to eat a little bite of something, put on a little bit of weight. You guys, take care. I holla. Holla.
Blood Brothers. The Jewel. David Benton. Beyond a fist in a building.
This is what y'all want?
Yeah.
You going to get it.
It don't bother me, no. It don't bother me, faking hoes. It don't bother me, money, no. It don't bother me, money, no. It don't bother me, hating, no. It don't bother me, faking hoes. It don't bother me, money, no. It don't bother me, trying, no.
I ain't worried about it. I ain't
with the weight, piling red, cause I'm a thoroughbred. Every word that I said I kept, you slept on me, the government stepped on me, my homies just left on me. Nobody but mama dirt, daddy stressed, kids too, you would know what I've been through, if you did a bit too. Don't think that you know me, cool, you went through the same school. Showing you chain gang and became a dang fool. I ain't cool, but still I don't blame you. I'm not the same dude. I'm winning, he can't lose. Never be gangster or thug, but I did pop a slug when I was selling drugs in the slum. On the inside of Knoxville, homies they got killed. Just because I'm not a killer don't mean that I'm not real. God told me my purpose, I was nervous and got chills. Survivor, striving, that's why I'm not bothered.
It don't bother me, it don't bother me, faking hoes. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, frontin' on. It don't bother me, hatin' on. It don't bother me, faking on. It don't bother me, runnin' on. It don't bother me, frontin' on.
I ain't worried about it. 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 I ain't worried about it.
I got haters on haters.
I got haters on haters.
I got haters for haters.
I trade haters for haters.
They hated the haters. You ain't getting no papers. See you later to haters. Yes, I'm a soul taker. Yeshua come save us. Y'all haters keep talking and talking and talking. More talking ain't gonna do nothing. You just keep on walking and walking. More talking ain't dappin' no sparking. Can't roll with the chosen, so you should go park it. Oh, you really ain't about it. You just like the music. Get up out of the way, let the jewel go on and doze it. This ain't a dream, I was put on a scene, feel a steam with a smack in my hand. You think you can judge me, this clay, this vessel, got soldier, this man? I stand on the rock and it's heavy and steady, that's right that I stand. I'm telling you fam, I ain't choose to do this, so this all I got planned. No, I don't care what you talking about, low-key capping what it be about. I hear the devil coming out your mind like no, no. Nah, we don't play cause we're from the side. Too blessed to be strapped, we don't even care what you talking about.
It don't bother me, faking on. It don't bother me, frontin' on. It don't bother me, frontin' on. It don't bother me, faking on. It don't bother me, frontin' on. It don't bother me, frontin' on.
I ain't worried about it. I